From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Negotiators for the contentious Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal say they have made significant progress and will continue to work on the remaining outstanding issues that prevented an agreement at their meeting in Hawaii. U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman says the 12 nations involved are more confident than ever that a deal is within reach.
I am very impressed with the work that's been done. I feel very gratified about the progress that's been made, and I'm confident that through our continued intensive engagement, we'll be able to tackle the remaining issues successfully.
Trans-Pacific Partnership could cover 40% of the global economy. TPP has sparked demonstrations in some TPP nations and is controversial in the United States. The Taliban has released an audio message from its new leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, intended to reassure Taliban leaders that the Taliban jihad will continue until the Islamic system is brought to Afghanistan. Earlier today, the Taliban denied reports of the death of Jalaluddin Haqqani, the founder of the Haqqani Network. Friday, the Taliban announced that Haqqani's son had been appointed one of two deputies to Mullah Mansour, who took over the Taliban leadership after it was confirmed that Taliban founder Mullah Omar was dead. Security issues will be a focal point for U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry when he meets with Egyptian officials in Cairo over the weekend. From Egypt, Mr. Kerry travels to Qatar, where he'll meet with the Six-Nation Gulf Cooperation Council about the Iran nuclear deal. Then he'll travel to Singapore, Malaysia, and Vietnam, where he will mark the 20th anniversary of the start of U.S.-Vietnam ties. This is VOA News. World Health Organization reports the world is on the verge of a highly effective vaccine against the deadly Ebola virus. Lisa Schlein has details from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The Director General of the World Health Organization, Margaret Chan, says the initial results of the clinical trial of the vaccine in Guinea are exciting and promising.
If proven effective, this is going to be a game changer. It will change the management of the current Ebola outbreak and future outbreaks.
WHO-sponsored clinical trials of a Canadian vaccine called VSV-EBOV, developed by Merck Pharmaceutical Company, began in Guinea on March 23rd. The test proved so effective, the trial was stopped on July 26th to allow all people at risk to receive the vaccine immediately. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And tensions are running high in the West Bank after a deadly hate crime targeting Palestinians. Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli authorities are blaming Jewish militants for an arson attack on a West Bank home that killed a Palestinian toddler. Hebrew graffiti was found on the walls. Police say the assailants threw firebombs into the house, setting off a blaze during the night. The toddler's 4-year-old brother and parents were critically wounded. Israeli officials expressed shock and outrage over the attack. The Prime Minister's spokesman, Mark Regev.
The government of Israel unequivocally condemns this heinous crime, this act of terrorism.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, who controls parts of the West Bank, called it a war crime. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made a rare phone call to President Abbas to say that the attack was, in his words, reprehensible and horrific. Piece of plane debris that investigators believe might be part of the missing Malaysia Airlines flight that disappeared last year is in France, where it will be analyzed by a technical team. It was found earlier in the week on Reunion Island in the western Indian Ocean. Australian investigators are saying they are increasingly confident that the piece of the debris is from that Malaysia Airlines flight. Actress and humanitarian activist Angelina Jolie has visited with members of Myanmar's Rohingya minority to bring attention to the living conditions of displaced minorities in that country. Jolie told reporters the situation for displaced people in Myanmar, also known as Burma, is extremely serious. You can get more news by going to our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.